everyone, and welcome to the new series, Back to Basics. This series aims to provide some foundational skills for cooking that will eventually lead to exploring other recipes and even inventing your own original recipes. This will include staple ingredients, how to observe their freshness, storage and cooking techniques, and some ideas to get started in the kitchen, and also to experiment with different flavors without breaking the bank or spending too much time in the kitchen. Understanding the rationale behind specific cooking methods, it can be enlightening as to why certain mishaps happen in the kitchen. And I can certainly put my hand up to this, especially when it comes to baking. I'm such a horrible baker, to some people's surprise. As someone who enjoys cooking and trying new recipes, there was a need for me to go back to the basics, from slicing, cutting, understanding certain kitchen equipments, fooding ingredients, and pairing different flavors. I wanted to document my journey to provide helpful information and resources, encouraging people to get in the bandwagon of cooking if that's something you're interested in. Some may have thought about wanting to implement this skill and also may be aware of the many benefits, such as, firstly, it encourages us to implement a healthy eating lifestyle as we become more responsible and aware of what and how many ingredients are being used. Secondly, it allows for a diversity of meals offered at the home and adding a new dish to your existing repertoire. Thirdly, it helps to save money. Even having a couple of to-go dishes can help you to reduce your use of takeout, which eventually adds up. You can prepare in bulk and save for leftovers, which can be useful later. This one has to be my favorite one. It's an excellent way of bonding with family and housemates living in the home, fostering socialization if everyone is available to eat at the table, and also getting curious kids involved in the kitchen, whether if it be taste testing, fetching an item, or observing. All of these are small opportunities to promote connection with loved ones. And I have so many memories and experiences around the kitchen and food preparation, which is why this certain point is very dear to me. For some, cooking can be a therapeutic and a way to unwind down. So being aware of the aromas from the spices, the fresh produce, and the sauces permeating around the house. For others, it can be a hobby where you delve deep into the intricacies of the techniques in more detail, trying more complex dishes and inventing your own recipes. Who knows? This could lead to being able to host meals and inviting friends and families to an event. Or maybe you're not interested in cooking and it's a chore to you, and that's completely fine as well. Do any of these following resonate with you? Feel free to comment below. It would be lovely to hear everybody's opinions and suggestions as well. At the end of the day, we all experience barriers and we need to recognize and develop these solutions to address these obstacles in our cooking journey. Some of the common examples that I hear and even experience are, the most common one is, I don't have the time. And it's not surprising that we all live busy lives and our time is scarce. There seems to be a misconception that you need a lot of time to prepare meals, and to some degree, that is correct. A meal can't just immediately appear the moment we come home. Therefore, we do need to commit some time. However, meal planning and food preparation posts will be an important aspect of overcoming these time constraints when it comes to meal preparation during the week or even the weekends, which saves the deciding factor of what to make and frequent trips to the supermarket or takeout. I do encourage everyone, even myself, to start very slowly and to focus on simple meals. You want to gradually develop your confidence and gain small wins by focusing on the small steps. You want to gradually develop your confidence and gain small wins by focusing on small steps. By jumping straight to something that is way beyond our capacity will result in stress and a blow to our confidence, making us less motivated to continue our journey in the cooking process. Even if you prepare one meal a week, that's progress rather than nothing at all. Another reason is lack of kitchen space, equipment, and utensils. It can be quite overwhelming with so many kitchen appliances and people saying that you need to have this and that and that. It can go on, honestly. Or perhaps you're looking at your existing utensils, thinking they're quite shabby. Basically, you don't need expensive utensils when first starting out, and you'll be quite surprised with how few utensils and equipments you actually need. So take note of the tools that you have to prepare your meals in your kitchen and see what recipes that you can prepare with. This can also be a chance to identify what's missing or what you actually need to buy. Eventually, you might need to invest in a pot, a blender, or equipment that you use quite frequently in the long term if your existing utensils have seen better days. So I hope that this can be an opportunity for us to experiment, have fun, relax, and not be so hard on ourselves, as learning a skill takes time and practice. And we may not get this at the first go, which is all right. The beauty of giving this another try with the understanding of how we can improve without being critical of ourselves. With this mindset, I believe it creates this platform where we can learn and share these experiences with connecting with others. ¶¶